Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Major moves in different directions on gun violence today. A landmark gun violence bill will come to the U.S. House after a U.S. Senate vote last night in the wake of the Supreme Court ruling striking down New York's concealed carry law. That Senate vote came hours after the U.S. Supreme Court ruling on the New York concealed carry law. Reaction to that is pouring in. 1010 Winds Samantha Liebman has a story in this live report from Midtown.
And Kathleen, Mayor Adams said this was the decision that was keeping him up at night, and now his message blunt.
This decision has made every single one of us less safe from gun violence.
He says he is working with the city's top council, saying there may be loopholes to lessen the blow without violating the ruling.
We will not allow our city to live in fear that everyone around us is armed and that any altercation could evolve into a shootout.
The court struck down New York's century-old law that required proof of a need for self-defense to carry a gun outside one's home. Governor Hochul notes this is not the time for this.
We're already dealing with a major gun violence crisis. We don't need to add more fuel to this fire.
She said she'll call the legislature back next month to come up with new laws to address the ruling. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live in Midtown.
Now, gun rights advocates are pleased with the ruling. Aiden Johnson's with Gun Owners of America.
In New York State has been unconstitutionally denying its citizens the right to carry firearms for self-defense in public. And look what happened in recent months. We had a deranged killer shoot up a subway of disarmed morning commuters on the subway. And we had shoppers at a grocery store also killed by a racist madman.
The House comes into session at 9 o'clock this morning. Of course, stay with 1010 Winds and 1010winds.com for all the latest developments. An NYPD detective is recovering and a five-figure reward is posted after gunfire in Brownsville, Brooklyn last night.
Wrong place, wrong time. 26-year-old Detective Sanjay Verma and his partner were driving into a Brownsville intersection at the same time someone was shooting at another vehicle. A shot went through the side window of the police car, and the bullet or glass injured Detective Verma in the arm. Assistant Police Chief Joe Kenny picks up the story.
The officers immediately exited their vehicle and pursued the gunman southbound on Legion. The shooter ducked into a nearby courtyard where the officers lost sight of him.
Mayor Adams visited the detective in the hospital, meeting the officer's father, who is a retired cop.
There is a generation of families that are the good guys, and we're finding ourselves fighting against the bad guys.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in Brownsville, Brooklyn.
CopShot is offering a $10,000 reward, Crime Stoppers $3,500 for the arrest and conviction of the suspect. A slashing in the Village early today. Police say two men got into an argument just before 3 a.m. near Bleecker Street in LaGuardia Place. One man was slashed in the face, taken to Bellevue in stable condition. There's no other word on him and none of any arrests or any possible motive in that incident. Subway surfing in Queens left a teenager fighting for his life last night. Police say the 15-year-old was on the roof of a train on the 7 line in Corona when he fell and hit his head at the 111th Street station. He was taken to Elmhurst Hospital in critical condition. MTA says subway surfing is reckless and extremely dangerous, not to mention inconsiderate because it causes delays. It's also illegal. Police say the investigation is ongoing.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.